From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 31st. The morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from Straits Times. Another Ukrainian town lies in ruins as Russians creep closer. Drushiva, Ukraine. Og 31 burned out cars. Rubble from flattened buildings strewn along deserted streets. The rumble of artillery guns followed by the high-pitched whine of an attack drone. This is today's reality in the eastern Ukrainian town of Drushiva, where a handful of civilians eke out a living alongside soldiers fighting the Russians who are now just 15 km 9 miles away and gradually moving closer. Such scenes of devastation are being repeated all along the 1,200 km 746-mile front in the east and south of the country. Next, second, from Le Monde, and direct, Guerra and Ukraine, Suivisnos Dernier's informations. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection. Disable any ad blockers or try using a different browser. Up next. Third, from the Hindu Top, G20 countries should consider more trade barriers on China to cut imbalances, Besant says. Mr. Besant said in an interview ahead of a G20 finance leaders meeting that the current flood of exports from China was unsustainable, even though the U.S. direct trade position with China was rapidly improving. And then, fourth, from BBC News Top, Russian strikes destroy 12 million books ahead of Ukraine's first week back at school. Victoria Hayday surveys the mangled remains of the printing press, which should have been busy churning out textbooks ready for the new school year. The plant, on the edge of Kyiv, was hit during the night by a Russian missile, just as production was ramping up to deliver 1.3 million books, 10% of Ukraine's schoolbooks. In its ashes there is a charred page from an English-language textbook. My name is William. I'm from the UK. My grandmother lives in Nottingham. Next, fifth. From Bloomberg Top, China's August LNG imports set to drop as high prices hit demand. Ship tracking data shows China's LNG imports are falling this August compared with a year ago, reflecting a clear slowdown in demand. The dip lines up with soaring spot prices that have spiked since the conflict in the Middle East pushed supply concerns higher. Buyers are trimming cargoes as cost pressures bite, turning to cheaper coal or domestic gas where possible, and postponing new contracts. Analysts expect. Up next. 6. From Bloomberg Top, China coking coal heads for record monthly gain on supply crunch. China's coking coal market is experiencing a significant surge, heading towards a record monthly gain due to a supply crunch. This situation has been driven by a combination of factors, including production disruptions and increased demand from steel manufacturers. Analysts are noting that the tight supply is largely a result of stricter safety regulations impacting mining operations, which has limited output. As a result, prices for coking coal have risen sharply, reflecting the growing competition among buyers. Industry experts are keeping a close eye on these developments, as they could have broader implications for global steel production and pricing. The ongoing volatility in the market suggests that this trend might continue in the coming weeks, making it a critical time for stakeholders in the industry. And then, seventh, from Straits Times. Missile attack on Russia's Belgorod kills two, authorities say, hits Ozon facilities. Og 31, a missile attack killed two people and injured 16 in the city of Belgorod close to the Russian border with Ukraine. Acting Governor Alexander Shuvayev said on the Telegram messaging app. Russian online retailer Ozon said on Telegram that a logistics hub and a sorting facility in Belgorod also came under attack, triggering a fire and injuring people. It was not immediately clear whether Shuvayev and Ozon were referring to the same facilities. Next, 8th, from Bloomberg Top, Radiant World's senior China trader quits as pressure builds. A senior trader at Radiant World's China office has resigned amid growing scrutiny over allegations that the company submitted falsified documents to banks. This news comes from sources close to the situation, highlighting the increasing pressure on the firm as it navigates these serious claims. The resignation signals potential instability within the company, which has been a significant player in the iron ore market. Concerns about the integrity of its operations could lead to further investigations and impact its relationships with financial institutions. As the situation develops, it will be interesting to see how Radiant World responds and whether this resignation is just the beginning of larger changes within the company. That's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.